The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8957-9570. The Niners win, the Warriors win, and the Giants get a big deal of Willie Adames. 7 years, $182 million. Your quick thoughts on that?
I'm so excited. No, I really am. Like, I'm really pumped.
I'm actually excited about the Giants.
This is a great move for the Giants. Look, does it have risk? Of course it has risk. This guy in 2022 and 2023, outside of Darby Swanson, he was Yeah, I know you like that.
Yeah, we'll add that to the list.
I always go Darby. He is the number one defensive shortstop in the game 2 years in a row. Now, this last year, he had a stretch mid-July into August where he wasn't charging the ball and he was booting it all over. He had like five errors, which is so unlike him. This is a guy who's going to swing hard for the fences. He will strike out a lot. He will drive in runs. And he will hit for power. And that's a premium when you're playing the shortstop position. Defensively, he is a good defender. He had a down year defensively because of the month stretch that I'm referencing. At some point, I want to get Sparky on, who, you know, our buddy from Milwaukee, because he's a big Brewer fan. And this is a guy who's a leader in that clubhouse. Jackson Churio was talking about how he empowered him in the clubhouse as a young player. And he's been in multiple big postseasons with the Rays and obviously with the Brewers. This is a really good signing. And if you look at putting him at shortstop with Matt Chapman at third base, you have one of the best defensive left sides in all of baseball. It probably puts, you know, Fitzgerald and maybe some combination of Estrada at second base. And then who knows what they do at first, Eldridge, and maybe they sign someone. Christian Walker's still out there. The Polar Bear's still out there. Goldschmidt's still out there.
They're not done.
But think about your lineup now. Ramos doesn't have to come in and prove it again. Like, he can be somewhere in the mix. And you've got Chapman, veteran, about just like, you know, Adames. He's a 250 hitter. 20, 25 jacks, 80 to 90 RBIs, okay? Solid defensively. And now I've got Adames and Chapman and Ramos. And, you know, now Yastrzemski in the 7 or 8 hole is nice. Pat Bailey in the 7 and 8 hole is nice. Can Jung Woo Lee come back? This is how you build a lineup. You keep chipping away at it. I love this move for the Giants.
The play-by-play announcer for the Milwaukee Brewers, our good friend Brian Anderson, who also calls basketball games, he called Willie Adames the Steph Curry of baseball.
Whoa.
Well, no, this is why, though.
Yeah.
Because he had 13 three-run homers.
Oh.
13 three-run homers. Very, very clever. 30. He's a chef. He would mention him on the broadcast, Chef Adames. Chef Adames. 13 three-run homers. Now, of course, not Steph Curry. Steph Curry is one of the best players we've ever seen. And Willie Adames, I don't know how many Giants fans know who Willie Adames is. They kind of started to figure it out last year because he knew he was a free agent. So we start throwing names out there. Willie Adames. But he gets a 7-year, $182 million deal. It's the richest deal in Giants franchise history.
Which is crazy.
Which is wild here. So it's more about getting players. Sometimes you got to pay a Giants tax. Sometimes you got to pay a tax to just get a player here and just give them all kind of money. So is it an overpay? I have no idea.
But
you got a guy. I don't know if it's an overpay.
Well, no, but this is what I would say.
It's a lot of money.
I would say this. I don't want to give any 29-year-old a 7-year deal unless you are one of the premium great players. So, okay, let's just say he plays 4 or 5 really good years at shortstop.
It's a giant sacks. It's
yeah,
fine.
But you could always move him to second base. I think right. that power does translate.
And I saw a home run tracker of Willie Adames where it showed all his home runs.
Uh-huh.
And they all went over the fences at Oracle Park. You know how they show the graphics? If he hit it here, yeah, what would it look? But the win factor and everything like that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Right. Like, it's going to be a lot there. So it is a big-time contract. But sometimes, like the Warriors in the mid-2000s, when they gave Derek Fisher that money, 6 years, $36 million, and everybody went crazy, well, I understood why they did it. Because you had to show the league, like, hey, we have money over here, too. Yeah. We're a franchise that's playing in the Bay Area. Sometimes you got to overpay players that just come to your organization. So if you did overpay, you overpay for a guy who in the last 4 years hit 20, 31, 24, and 32 home runs. I need some power.
The key for me is that he plays a lot. You know, you look at his game logs, 140, 140, 150, 160. Now, contract year, you're going to play more than most. But, like, he plays every single day. And here's something I want to give you. Since the start of 2021, he has the third most games at shortstop, tied for the most home runs at shortstop, the most RBIs at shortstop, and the fourth most runs. You're looking at a guy who is a very, very good player. Now, he's not A-Rod in his prime, but like the Giants don't need A-Rod in his prime. I mean, I would love to have him, but they just need more competent big leaguers. Last year, defensively, specifically at shortstop, they were so deficient. So deficient. And so having a guy that you could put there every single day, there's something to be said for that. It's going to help your pitching staff. You're a ground ball stadium.
Like, is Loveman excited?
I love this.
Is Loveman excited about Willie Adames?
I am excited about Willie Adames.
Yeah, you're easy to sell on.
What?
I've been banging the drum for Willie Adames for like the past month.
Yeah, this is a good move for the Giants.
Oh, you just found out
who he was.
That's
why Bonte doesn't like it.
No, you just found out who he was.
Stop it. Why do you have to do that? Every time you didn't know who that guy was. Bonte, you didn't know who people were at some point.
Calm down.
Oh, don't tell me to calm down.
Calm down. Why are you getting so upset?
You come at me for no reason. So you come at me, I'm going to come back.
I come at you every day. Why are you getting mad at me?
Sam and I just dropped an emergency.
Because I'm actually happy about Willie Adames.
Sam and I dropped an emergency pod on Saturday.
I saw that.
And then I tried to post a video. I had the whole family in the car. I know, such an old man move. I had the phone, plugged into CarPlay. I got the little guy. I got my mom. I got my wife in the car.
It's actually better because we could still hear the video.
Yeah, that was going to say, I was wondering how you recorded a video so it was in CarPlay.
So
like,
I had it
that's almost
in.
Impossible to record a video and not have audio. How?
But you can hear the audio. Like, didn't it feel like you could hear something?
Oh, well, you just see his face, and yeah, you can hear him.
I was fired up.
Also, this guy calls me, right? He calls me. Calls me Saturday night. I gotta bring this up. I can't help myself. He calls me. Man, you see the video? No, Shashka, I just quote tweeted it like 3 hours ago. But their video has no sound. Yeah, I know, Shashka.
I know. I didn't know.
As we were texting about it in our thread,
right, too. Like, I didn't even know.
Thanks for the phone call about your video that I've seen 3 hours ago. So his brother, Deli Boy, was on the call. I said, hey, Deli Boy, are you taking him to Kaiser later? Deli Boy was like, why? I said, he's got a fractured head. He does? Yeah, because he's patting himself on the back so damn much. Ah, I love that joke.
It was half funny the first time. It was a little more
Deli
funny
Boy
this
loved
time.
It. Deli Boy loved it. By the way, when the Red Gold win, our listeners win. 888-957-9570. Where's the Niner fans at? What's your big takeaway from yesterday against Chicago? Wow, what a victory Monday. Two calls from Niner fans so far. Boy, do we need them to lose again to get the lines lit up? Jeez, Louise.
The biggest win of the weekend you haven't referenced yet. Juan Soto not being a Dodger.
That's not the biggest win.
Yay!
That's not the biggest win.
I love seeing Yankee fans.
The Dodgers are still stacked. They just signed Michael Conforto.